I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The global pandemic has made for a challenging year for livestock and poultry prices. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Nepthew breaks down the impact of the pandemic into two events.
One is a demand event, which was what you saw at the end of March with consumers rushing to the stores when lockdowns were first being put in place. And there was retailers with empty meat cases. And we were kind of at that point where a lot of people who don't know much about the food system thought that we might be facing a food shortage. But at that point, it was just a short-term supply chain hiccup.
Nepthew says it took time for the industry to transition from food service more to retail, but says the more lasting impact will likely be felt on the supply side of the equation.
You started having those labor issues at the plants, and you started seeing plants shut down and then operate at 60 or 70% capacity. And that also caused a massive backlog of animals that had nowhere to go because they were put on feed. Pork especially, and a lot of our livestock are in this kind of just-in-time delivery system. And whenever the plant shut down or they just are operating at reduced capacity, you have nowhere to send these animals. So it's taken us pretty much all summer to work through these animals, and depending on who you talk to, we still have somewhat of a backlog in certain areas.
The next concern for livestock and poultry producers, recession, and what that could do to long-term demand. This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.